He turned to me, ancient and brutal and unyielding.
My family won't last a month without me. Do you know what it's like to be hungry? Do you know what it's like to not know when your next meal will be?
Your family is alive and well cared for. You think so low of fairies that you believe I'd take their only source of income and nourishment and not replace it?
I straightened. You swear it?
On everything that I am and possess.
Why not tell me that when we left the cottage?
Would you have believed me? Do you even believe me now?
Tamlin's claws embedded into the arms of his chair.
Why should I trust a word you say? You're all masters of spinning your truths to your own advantage.
Some would say it's unwise to insult a fae in his home. Some would say you should be grateful for me finding you before another one of my kind came to claim the debt, for sparing your life and then offering you the chance to live in comfort.
I shot to my feet, wisdom be damned, and was about to kick back in my chair when invisible hands clapped on my arms and shoved me back into the seat.
Do not do whatever it was you were contemplating.
I went still as the tang of magic seared my nose. I tried to twist in the chair, testing the invisible bonds, but my arms were secured, and my back was pressed into the wood so hard that it ached. I glanced at the knife beside my plate. I should have gone for it first, futile effort or no.
I'm going to warn you once, only once, and then it's on you, human. I don't care if you go live somewhere else in Prithian, but if you cross the wall, if you flee, your family will no longer be cared for.
His words were like a stone to the head. If I escaped, if I even tried to run, I might very well doom my family. And even if I dared risk it, even if I succeeded in reaching them, where would I take them? I couldn't stow my sisters away on a ship, and once we arrived somewhere else, somewhere safe, we'd have nowhere to live. But for him to hold my family's well-being against me, to throw away their survival if I stepped out of line, but—
Is that not a fair bargain? And if you flee, then you might not be so lucky with whoever comes to retrieve you next.
His claws slipped back under his knuckles.
The food is not enchanted or drugged, and it will be your own damn fault if you faint. So you're going to sit at this table and eat, Phaedra, and Lucian will do his best to be polite.
He threw a pointed look in his direction. Lucian shrugged. The invisible bonds loosened, and I winced as I whacked my hands on the underside of the table.